Todd, that person got let go.
Okay, you're getting out of line now, and I will call the sheriff's office because you are completely out of line.
It's true, Tamara.
That is open for public comment at the end of the agenda.
It's true, Tamara. Go ahead, call the cops.
I have no problem.
What, Stacey, am I out of line?
I asked you.
Then she shouldn't be calling the cops. It's up to you.
I told you that I wanted it done in an orderly fashion.
And I'm trying to keep it in order.
Because, well, actually, the orderly fashion is that we do the business at hand.
But now I'm having the cops call on me?
And now we do our, public comment.
We do have a public comment.
Yeah, can you, is Jonathan?
I brought this up numerous times.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
And we noted that. All of us noted it, so I think we're good.
Yeah, and I, we did send our packets out early. Michaela and I are looking at this. We will forward you the comments that Jonathan made about the trail. So at this point in the agenda, we're talking about a 60% draft. That's not 80, 90, or 100, but it's a 60% draft plan. If they didn't make it into this packet, they can make it into the next packet. And that, again, would be a recommendation to the board. So,
I just want to hear her presentation so I can understand the whole.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's right.
And we can,
Stephen, are you able to share Lizzie's PowerPoint presentation that was in the electronic packet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, he's pulling that up, I can introduce myself. Yes, my name is Elizabeth Smith. I'm with JUV Engineers out of our Kennewick office up in the Tri-Cities. County Planning hired us to help rewrite or update the Columbia River Heritage Trail Master Plan. So that's what I'll be sharing today. And Tamara mentioned I'll be sharing the 60% draft today.
That means it's over halfway complete, but not
100%.
Are you able to go landscape with that, Stephen?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, thank you. Sorry to interrupt you.
While he's pulling it up, I also wanted to just recognize county staff for time, resources, knowledge, everything that you provided to this process has been extremely helpful and very critical to get it to where we are. So thank you both, all three of you, and all the staff that has touched this project, along with our technical advisory committee and any community members that participated in our survey or left any comments at any of our public events. So thank you. So we can go to the second page of the agenda. So this is what we will cover tonight. I'll just give a brief summary for each chapter of the updated plan. So this list 1 through 8 is the chapters that you'll see in the draft plan. Have they seen the 60% plan?
We have it in our packet.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have this. Okay. Yes. Yep. So the actual plan, the black and white Word document, follows this same outline here. So if we go to the project overview slide, we'll kind of talk about where we began and why now we're doing this update. So this project will build on the existing or the original Heritage Trail plan that was adopted back in 2000. So the county received funding from the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department, and that initiated the update process. And this update is not only to refresh the existing plan, but also set the stage for near-term improvements as well as pushing long-term success of the plan. So through this process, we started by re-examining the existing plan, so looking at goals, assumptions, existing conditions, and seeing what has changed over the last 20 years since 2000, both in terms of community needs and also physical conditions. So the updated plan has 3 purposes, and that is 1, to position the county for future funding, 2, to address any current needs. You can stay where you're at, Stephen. I'll let you know when to scroll. Thank you. So addressing any current needs like connectivity, trail, safety, access, and 3rd, just guiding future development over the next 5 to 20 years. So The Heritage Trail is more than just an opportunity for recreation. It serves a handful of purposes. So I have them listed here. So recreation, cultural heritage, environmental awareness, economic development, and connectivity. So combining all of these together, the Heritage Trail is more than just a line on a map. It's a long-term investment in quality of life, heritage, and community identity. So we kind of started this process after reviewing the existing plan. We needed to develop a vision. And so we had focused discussions with our technical advisory committee, community members through public public outreach events, and then working with staff. And so through those conversations, we created a draft vision that we have up on the screen. But to summarize, the Columbia River Heritage Trail is a premier regional trail that connects people to place, celebrating natural beauty, cultural heritage, and community well-being. So it's just grounded in the belief that trails can inspire and connect and improve everyday life. Stephen, you can go to the next slide, the goal slide. So from that vision, working with the TAC, we created four goals. These are not in order of importance, but I'll touch on them each. So the first one is to expand transportation goals. So making sure that this trail accommodates more than just walking and biking, but can accommodate horseback riding and other uses, and that we are making sure that we are increasing active transportation options. The next goal, which is emphasizing the points of interest, so really making sure that we are bringing attention to those natural features, the scenic viewpoints, historic landmarks, any nearby businesses, something that really makes each section of the trail unique. We want to emphasize that and make sure that the community sees that that feature on that trail section. The next is increased visibility and involvement. So through our public survey, a lot of people wanted us to make sure the community knew the trail existed, where it was, and how to get there. So increasing knowledge and accessibility to that trail, but then also making sure there are opportunities for the community to be involved in cleanup opportunities, stewardship opportunities, things like that. The last goal is enhance amenities and accessibility. So just making it more accessible for all people, whether you want to walk 10 miles or 1 mile, you know, there's going to be a bench or a restroom, bike rack, things like that. And then also adding ADA compliance where able. And go to the next slide. So this slide touches on our community engagement that we had throughout, through the process so far. So we started with our technical advisory committee. We had a kickoff meeting with our TAC, and that was a very collaborative discussion, getting to know everyone, having them share their expertise on their knowledge of the county. And then we took that, you know, intro information and had a design shirt where we addressed each section of the trail. We had printout maps, we were making comments, people were, you know, chiming in on expertise and going through that design process. And I'll get into a little bit more on the next slide, don't move quite yet, but we were able to take some of the feedback from that TAC, those two TAC meetings, and incorporate them into our inventory and our concepts. A few other pieces of the community engagement was our online survey. So we had a bilingual survey in English and Spanish that had 56 responses, and another kudos to county planning staff. Thank you for pushing that out and getting postcards sent. 56 responses is something to be proud of. That's really awesome that we got that many responses. But through that survey, we saw some top priorities being paved paths, benches, safety, and visibility. Two other opportunities for public comment were at a pop-up event at the Sage Center. So we had boards up there of trail alignments, some project information. It's just an opportunity for people to come in person, talk one-on-one, ask questions, share feedback. Similar to our Music in the Parks event in Irrigan, same thing, pop-up event with boards, and we had some county staff and then JUB staff there to answer questions. So through all of the vision goals process, community engagement, we also were doing inventory, so you can go to the next slide. Another kudos to county planning, Stephen and maybe Clint or Tamara, I don't know. They were out, like, on the actual trail inventorying and taking, you know, lat and long coordinates of all the amenities. So the amenities that you see on the maps are from Stephen and staff going out there and doing that work. So I really appreciate you doing that.
For the record, Stephen really liked that 4 mile hike that day.
Made the fat boy sweat.
So while they were out there inventorying, they were looking at surface types. So if it was paved, paved abandoned or maintained, also a dirt surface. And then they were also making notes of any amenities. So if there was a spot to launch your kayak or if there is a drinking fountain or trash can, they were taking inventory of that. Through the inventory and alignment analysis, I have listed there the six sections. And these are original to the 2000 concept plan. I wanted to keep the integrity of the original plan and honor that. And I think that the sections that were laid out are fantastic and don't need to be changed. And so that's why we left them as is. Through that analysis, because it was broken up in such great chunks, we were able to see opportunities and gaps. And so I have those listed there. A couple opportunities were relating to trail alignment over in Section 1 in the West County following the BPA easement, and then opportunities for trailheads. A few gaps that we found were one in Boardman at that Main Street crossing. It's like the Y or the triangle intersection that's kind of funky for pedestrians or bikes. There's not a direct connection there. And then we also discovered some amenity deserts near the Port of Morrow in the Wildlife Refuge area. There's just not a ton of amenities for a pedestrian or bicyclist within like short distances. You'd have to walk pretty far to get from amenity to amenity. Okay, so through that inventory process and after our conversations through community engagement, we were able to start on concept development. So if you go to the next slide, Stephen. We started to develop some concepts, and I also wanted to make note of the recent progress from the 2000 plan to today. So there's been signage upgrades, the interpretive panels, they've all been replaced now or close?
They have not. They're in progress now.
Yes.
Some of them are. Some of them are sort of waiting some of the construction activities in Boardman right now before they get either replaced or determine their final home.
Okay, perfect. So they all have actions that are assigned to them. They're working on getting them replaced and upgraded. There's also been a significant amount of upgrades near the Irrigan Marina. So their sidewalk, curb and gutter, it looks beautiful down there. I'm sure you all are aware, but those are some really big progress milestones that have been made since the original plan. So I'll show you two concepts. So the first set of concepts are the ones here on the right. So there's a primitive trail section on the top and an urban trail section on the bottom. So really the main difference is the primitive is going to be something that's gravel or dirt, just compact surface, but more natural. And it's going to be about 4 to 6 feet wide. And comparing that to the urban trail section, that's going to be something next to a road that has a curb and gutter, and it's going to be a paved section that's 8 to 12 feet wide, that has, you know, more room for both way traffic on the trail.
Can I interrupt? The top one will probably be on the more primitive parts of the landscape that's owned by the Army Corps of Engineers, because you can't even put a shovel in the ground without doing a full environmental study. But in the lower one where it says urban trail section, that might also be the design if it's outside of a city or an urban growth boundary, but part of a county road right-of-way. Like, for example, through Irrigan, from downtown Irrigan out to Patterson Ferry Road, one of the alternative routes would be to have a shared path, or you have a roadway, some kind of landscaping or gravel separation, and that says urban trail, but that's still the standard that would be co-located with a county roadway. Is that right?
Yeah, and we can also change the verbiage. It's really like a not paved concept and a paved concept.
Okay.
So we could also change that if you think that would be helpful for
maybe people. I over explained it or something. Right, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are just examples of what you could see on or along the trail, and it's nice for when you're pursuing funding, you'll have, you know, a concept of this is what we want. We've, you know, gone through the work to create something, and you can share that with the funding agency, and they can just see that you've started the process and are, you know, thinking and being intentional about what you're applying funding for. Stephen, if you could go to the next slide as well. So I just want to note this is a concept, and I'm sure you know exactly where this is along the trail, but this is just an example of taking advantage of open space in an area that doesn't have a lot of amenities, and so we've, you know, put a whole bunch in this area. This is, you know, near the Port of Morrow in an industrial zone, not super pedestrian friendly, but there is an open space that could be a potential to add a park. So this trailside park could, you know, include pretty much anything under the sun, but our concept shows a pump track, some parking, a space for soccer or football, and then there's some landscape berms around that just to act as a buffer between the rec area and the industrial uses. We've also added, you know, a bus stop, a restroom with bicycle amenities, drinking fountain, things like that. So take this really as just an example of what could be anywhere. You could drop this park anywhere along the trail.
Can I interrupt for a
second, Lizzie? Yeah, of course.
Just to expand on that specific location a little bit too, it's just kind of interesting. I appreciate Lizzie's point that we could drop that anywhere, because I think early on in the process, we kind of selected this location as potential, I believe, thinking that it was Port of Morrow owned. It turns out that Port of Morrow does not own that land. That's actually a private landowner, and Boardman Parks and Rec has been taking care of that soccer field out of the kindness of their heart, but will no longer be doing so. So that location might be up in the air, but we're going to be discussing with the landowner to see if they have any interest in moving forward. And if not, to Lizzie's point, we can take that concept and look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Excellent. So taking that, the next step is, how do we get here? So if you go to the next slide, Stephen. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Yes, what's up?
Have you also been working with the same contractors that the city of Boardman has?
We have briefly crossed paths. They asked us for a summary on this project 6 months ago almost, I feel like.
Sure.
And we were at the point where we were so early on in our process and couldn't give a robust summary of where we were at in the process.
Yeah. I believe a few conversations I've had with them, it kind of sounds like we are kind of waiting for the city of Boardman's master park plan and what they are going to be doing within the city limits to then sort of incorporate into our plan and see where those overlaps are. So it's sort of being independently, and we're both kind of waiting for each of us to kind of get a more finalized plan before we can come together. So you'll see a lot of references to, for example, like potentially using the BPA easement.
Yeah, because there was a lot of overlapping, I'm on the PAC plan.
Yeah, and so we're aware that that's an option, but we don't know where that's at. And I understand that that's all just being discussed. And so as those things come up, we can incorporate them.
I would suggest reaching out to them. We're pretty close to the end.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah. that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been, I think maybe there wasn't a lot of great communication at first. And I've been trying to improve that a little bit, working directly with Carla. And I'm just kind of touching base and saying, hey, where are you at? And it sounds like it's... Discussions are happening, and we'll inform each other as any decisions start getting clearer.
I think we just had our last meeting. So.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Yeah. We'll absolutely reach out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, the capital improvement plan. So this is kind of where we take all of our ideas and we put them into a spreadsheet and a table and decide what's the most important or what needs to happen now and what can happen in 20 years. And so working with county staff and taking feedback from the public survey and from our TAC meetings, we assigned a 1 through 3 number to each of these projects. So one being the immediate and the safety and connectivity projects that need to happen within the next 5 years. Number two would be the medium term, you know, user amenity things that are gonna create a better experience for the user, but not necessarily safety and connectivity based. And then the number three is those long-term complex projects. So an example would be like that trailside park. Something that might not happen in the next 5 years because it takes lots of coordination and time and funding, and so that's a longer term goal. So we have now our list of all the projects. The next step is how do we pay for it? So if you go to the next slide, Stephen. We created a funding and partnership plan through our process, and so our funding plan has created a schedule and calendar and a list of expectations for each funding opportunity that could match an item in the capital improvement plan. So it's going to have the funding source, the time or the cycle of that funding opportunity, if there's a match required, if there are, you know, specific things that need to be included in the funding application, it would touch on those. And then our partnership plan also takes those funding opportunities and looks at who would be a good partner or agency or stakeholder to either assist in the funding application or to lead the funding application, something like that. So there's the county, the funding, and the partnership, and all three of those need to come together. But also I want to emphasize it doesn't all need to fall on county planning, you know, or the county as itself. There's, you know, partnerships are there to share the load. So that will just identify some good partners through any of the funding processes. Next slide, please. So I know I've shared a lot with you so far, but we're kind of in this like implementation framework, next steps phase. And so we have five action items that we've listed in our draft plan. So I'll briefly touch on all of those. So the trail identity and branding kit. So we recommend this as a good step to just keep the energy that we've created through this plan into future documents. So when we started this process, we created a style guide. And so, you know, the colors match on this PowerPoint, same as all the agendas and the flyers, everything is remain consistent. That way, if someone from the public sees, you know, these colors, they're gonna know exactly what it's about. And so we encourage the county to take that style guide and continue to use it for future materials or funding applications, maps, things like that. The next is a volunteer and stewardship program. So we recommend having like a Friends of the Columbia River Heritage Trail group that can support maintenance, outreach, plan events. This will help create ownership and that long-term stewardship for the plan, having those community people who really care and are going to be advocates for the trail. The next item is the permitting and environmental review. Just having a dedicated time to review those permitting needs, make sure you're coordinating with agencies to clearly set out schedules and guidelines. That way, you know, those 60-day review comment periods don't bog down the process because they, you know, they weren't accounted for early on. The next item is operations and maintenance agreements. So again, kind of same as the permitting and environmental review, reaching out to those agencies and making sure you have an agreement that clearly states who is responsible for what, when, and why. That way, when you get down the road, there's no confusion, no awkward conversations. It's just kind of, we all know what to expect. The last part, and I would say almost the most important, is the funding and partnerships. We need money, and we want people on our team to continue promoting the trail. And I'll say, it's pretty awesome that after 20 years, there's still, you know, a handful of people who still really care about this trail and are excited about this update. So I think you're on the right track with the partnerships. We just need to get more funds. But just making sure that, you know, everything costs money. We all know that. So I think we can go to the next slide. So we're in September. Can't believe tomorrow is October.
Yeah.
But we're sharing the 60% draft today. And so I would love if you are all able to review the document that has been shared with you and provide any comments by next Tuesday, October 7th, and we can take those back and coordinate with the county planning staff and get those incorporated and make some edits to create a 90% plan that the county will be sharing with you in October. And then November, December time is when the Board of County Commissioners, if a recommendation for adoption is provided from Planning Commission, that's when they would make their decision later this year. Go to the next slide. Okay, that's it. Thank you. I gave you a lot of information, but if you have any questions or comments or edits that you want to discuss now from the document, I'm happy to do that. I think I'll just leave it to the group.
Stacey, I have one question. I can show you. Hold on one moment. Okay.
Stacey, at this, before you, if you don't mind, just one second. If I know you run a good meeting, but if you want to allow the Planning Commission to talk about the Heritage Trail, but before you open it up to public comments, Dan Kearns has a few comments that I think would be helpful.
Okay, that's why I was going to first go and ask if anyone has any questions of Elizabeth before.
Do
Would anyone have any questions?
I don't know if I missed it. Do we have a speculated, and it was not definitive, we have a speculated route for the entirety of it?
The alignment, yes.
Yeah.
And some sections of the alignment may have multiple alternatives.
Sure.
But yes, in theory, there is a preliminary route that goes county line to county line.
Can we expect that in the 90%?
Well,
I'm just wondering why we didn't see anything.
So Stephen has some maps up there. Oh. So the dotted lines are the preliminary, not existing, not
right.
confirmed, not approved.
The shmaybe routes.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. We'll put that language in the report. Yeah, so those dotted lines are tentative suggestions,
okay.
alternatives. This will be in the 90% plan, and it will be, you know, clearly marked as a proposed alternative. We just... Things like these take time, and
yeah.
so you know we need every agency to be on board, and it's a
yeah.
careful
a
and thoughtful process. Yeah.
yeah.
How much is private land?
I do not have that number, but I can get that for you.
None.
I don't believe so.
Well, except for if we're going on, where are we on Omen? Right. And then are we crossing? Are we crossing on the bridge on this side, on the south side of the bridge on Laurel Lane? Are we crossing into that?
So are you talking about over the overpass bridge?
Yeah.
Yes, so the alignment does go over the bridge.
I think, you're talking Olman and Marine, I think.
Oh, okay, so over the rail, there's a rail line there, right?
Yeah, so where are you guys?
I'm pretty sure all of that is in public right away.
Okay. And then are we going down on Laurel Lane? I'm not seeing anything down on Laurel Lane.
It's not.
Is that correct?
It doesn't cross
that
until
far south.
Okay.
Right, it doesn't cross until
so
you get through the city.
So do we only cross into the city and down on
Main Street?
That, south Main Street into Coonsey,
south
all the way
Street
down
off,
to
and
Tower
then,
Road?
West on Wilson.
To Wilson.
Yeah. Wilson and then kind of out, I think, by like Tom's Camp or the golf course. It goes to that little angle
so
to Coonsey.
So Wilson, not Coonsey?
Not Coonsey until you get
okay.
past the golf course, I believe.
Okay.
That little, I think that's what Tom's Camp and then out. So that's all that's been proposed at this point.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Anmore, just to answer your question a little bit further too, we had been working on these maps kind of last minute trying to get some changes. So
I was just curious.
We had some older maps that we've been sharing for quite a while, but they were starting to get a little more outdated, so we didn't want to sit down stale.
On the next one, when we have these maps, can they be blown up sectionally so that we can, because it's hard to make.
Sure. Yeah.
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 So it'll take a number of pages.
Can we email those out afterwards just informationally anyway? Or
sure. Yeah, we can share them with you.
We just didn't have them in time for the packets at all.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and each section will have a dedicated map in the report in its own dedicated color. So this, you know, wildlife refuge section is yellow. The Port of Morrow section is pink. So you can, on the vicinity map, you can kind of see the colors and where those sections start and end, but each section will have its own dedicated map in the report.
So to be clear, your heritage trail does not cross over into Laurel Lane?
I can show you otherwise.
We're not at that point right this second. Hold on one moment. At this point, we have some questions for, are we done with this? Dan, can you?
So far it doesn't cross.
Respond on some a question we sent to you. On clarifying, I just want to make sure that this gets recorded properly and done correctly, so I have some input on public comment and on the public records.
Sure. I haven't seen this subject of the trail come up before, so I assume this is the first time. That it's been on the agenda, is that correct?
Yes, and
okay.
It's a work session, not a hearing.
Right, as I see it, the posture of this is a work session. So typically work sessions are where information is conveyed from staff to either the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners, and typically public testimony is not taken during a workshop session. Public testimony is usually saved for a hearing, public hearing, which will happen in the future. But at this point, this is your first kind of info dump that you get from staff to prep you for this item and how it's going to fit into your future decision-making process. And so as I heard the gentleman trying to testify earlier about problems he's had in the past, going forward in this process, the record hasn't, to public testimony, has not opened yet, and it will in the future. So unless you're dying to take public testimony at this point, I usually don't recommend it during a workshop session because it wasn't noticed for public testimony. But since this item has begun, I'm just on your general calendar, I would say that the record has started to be compiled. It would include this presentation you heard tonight. And so you could and you should accept written comments. And in the future, you'll have public testimony in a public hearing setting. And at the end of tonight's agenda, like all of your agendas, I see you have public comment.
Correct.
Public comment is not going to become part of the record of this work, this trail item. So if the gentleman is interested in getting his public testimony on the record associated with the trail, he needs to save it for a public hearing. He can submit written material now and have it directed for the record of this item, and that would come in. But public comments generally are not going to be part of the record of a particular item. They're just general comments where, I mean, you've seen them over the years, people ask you to undertake certain things or consider legislative amendments in the future or comments on how the program is working. But specific testimony about specific items doesn't come in during general comments. It has to be part of a public hearing or submitted as written comments that are directed to a particular record.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And you can, for the public comment period, you know, feel free to set time limits, but people should understand that there's really no limit on written materials that can be submitted.
And we're having another meeting on this, the 90%. I missed the date.
In October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the date yet.
Is that
28? Going to be considered a work session too?
So are you saying that written comments should be submitted prior to that meeting so that we can see those? Is that what you're saying, Dan, or what do you?
Yeah, they can be submitted at any time now because it's my sense that the compilation of the record of this item has begun. With tonight's presentation, you've got plans. They're not complete plans, but you've got a presentation, you've got a general concept plan. And so it's appropriate to receive written testimony on that. But as the plan, you know, goes to 100% final, the comments on the concept may not be that relevant, you know, a couple months from now. So I've seen this before where people are very agitated and excited about a particular issue, but it's still evolving in your planning process. And so, you know, I've especially seen this on applications that change over time. And so if people submit comments on an earlier iteration of the plan, they're really not relevant for when this thing crystallizes as a final plan. That's just kind of, people can submit whatever written comments they want, but they have to be aware that they may lose their relevance if they submit them too early. So that's the importance of kind of keeping your agenda straight, and when it's time for public comment, it's time for public comment. If you're accepting public testimony on the item, you open the record, you accept testimony, you then close the record so that you don't, you know, end up with people jumping up and engaging in a protracted conversation that disrupts your agenda.
All right, thank you. So then, thank you.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I have a question. So when you come 90%, will you have things ironed out, like the MOU with the cities, or if there's private land involved, which it sounds like there is, will you have that ironed out? Because if those landowners don't agree, because it does sound like there's a private one here in Boardman, do you have alternatives then, you said? No, those will not be ironed out. We won't have an agreed or signed MOU. That's an action item that's recommended after this process. I guess this is a proposed route, and you know, we could learn some, you know, we created a concept for the park in the Puerto Morro area, and we've learned since, you know, that might not be an option. And so that's why I was emphasizing it could go anywhere on the trail. And so similar, if there is an alignment that is proposed in the plan and we learn new things or things change, that will be, you know, an extra step in the future that you'll have to work around.
What percentage of it approximately is on private property?
I'm not aware of any of the county heritage trail. The city is also working on a plan, and Clint has been trying to set up a meeting. We're hoping they overlap at the with the city. Is the city working on it?
I'm on the PAC plan. I haven't heard of a meeting with the county, but we would like to work with the county.
Well, we just went staff to staff, so Clint's been asking to meet with city staff so we can compare our trail plans. They're different but complementary. So ours is this linear trail that follows the Columbia River but has to go through Boardman to then continue to the west.
But the parts of it that are in the county, none of it are on private property.
That's correct.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, in the county, none of it's on private property.
None of it's on private.
In the part that's in the county, none of it's on private property. It's all public. Either county right of way or federal.
Well, that was my question. He was like, how do you get permission on private property? So it's not relevant to the county part of the project.
I also just, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lizzie, you're pretending to both. When we do get to 100% on this, move 60 to 90 to 100%, it is still 100% concept plan.
Yeah.
It is still.
It's not the engineering design. That's a really important distinction. Yeah. So, for example, if we wanted to do an improvement on a portion of it, we'd have to, you know, probably like set aside money, apply for grants. You build in your costs that has engineering as part of your overall. It's usually design and build kind of contracts that look at specific alignments, survey which portion of the right of way, which portion of the Army Corps property. Yeah.
This is really to capture the concept.
So you can change your route big time.
Absolutely.
Not really.
Not big time. Sorry, I
sort of in between the two of us. Yeah.
I jumped ahead of your question. You said I was jumping ahead of what you were actually asking. So, no, I was going to say, though, as far as when you start getting into some of the specific amenities and things and a capital improvement plan, that will very much be a living document. So we can adjust our priorities and things like that. We do want to capture the general concept of alignment as much as possible, but the details will continue to be
in light to save us maybe and have some clarification. Wherever we're, because I know that we're trying to work with city staffing. I would say city staffing because I think you're dealing with both Boardman and Irrigan, correct?
With Irrigan, it's all in the city park.
Mostly,
which is the park district.
Could we have some clarification on, especially if we're on right of way, and it's a right of way adjacent to property owners, private property owners, maybe have a little bit more detail on that. Just so that we save a little bit of aggravation from anybody. That's not a requirement. I'm just saying I feel like we can save ourselves a little bit of headache by maybe having a little bit more detail on proposed right-of-way use adjacent to private property. Because property owners get weird.
Oh, sure.
Now, just for your clarification, are we talking like more of general agreement with the alignment occurring adjacent to the property, or more on the development
like if,
of the amenities?
I'm saying just the path.
Okay.
Right, like the path. So if we say, hey, we have a right of way on this county road, right, and these are the specifics of the right of way, maybe just have a little note there, be like, this county road gives the county this right of way. So that anybody that's reviewing it, myself included, I'm pretty familiar with our right-of-ways. Not 100%. I usually have to go and look. But if you say, hey, for this type of road, the right-of-way is this, so by the letter of the county ordinance, we can use this.
Yeah, but each, like, yeah, and it depends on what.
Doesn't have to be for the full thing. I'm just saying, like.
There's only one, there's two. 8th Street is one routing.
Yeah.
And then Columbia, extension of Columbia, and those are both county rights of ways. I'm guessing they're both 60-foot right of way.
Yeah, so you got a lot of room to work with.
For sure. Usually when it's like a 22
yeah.
foot travel surface, you've got, assuming it, the asphalt's in the middle and not off to one side, which happens.
Even if you just have a note somewhere in the document to be like, when we're using right of ways, this is what we're going off of, you know. Right of way is off this many feet off center road. Because you remember, there's going to be other people reading it. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the ordinances are a little. If you're not in it every day, it's not as easy to understand for everybody.
And I will say, too, just semi related, I know this is slightly different, but
yeah.
on our maps, we also have in each of the segments identified at least who owns that right of way. So you'll see it go from City of Boardman. Through the wildlife refuge to Army Corps of Engineers, back out to county, back out to south.
Yeah, and that's actually neat, I think, from the aspect of, you know, on the Planning Commission. That's neat to see all the collaboration. That's neat to see that, hey, there's this many different entities involved that are all collaborating to make this happen, or at least they're cooperating.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I would say, Commissioner, if you wanted to help, like, invite county staff to one of your TAC meetings for your...
I believe we just had our last one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think it's going to go into the planning department, but none of it had anything to do with any of the county. County. I don't know. I would just get a hold of me. And we can chat, and we'll talk to the people that are working on this. They're from Portland, so
on the city's trail plan, or it's the Parks Master
Plan.
Yeah,
it's the Parks Master Plan.
Yeah, is it Giselle?
Giselle, I think.
Oh yeah, Giselle, and I forgot the other girl.
Yeah, I think I've only worked with Giselle.
Because we have city staff and Boardman Park and Rec District at
our TAC.
Both TAC meetings, yeah.
Okay.
But
that was pretty early on.
It was really early on.
Was it the beginning of this year? Maybe less?
I think we've had two.
Yeah, because we did, I remember, and I went to the Stage Center thing, and we looked at all that. So
nice.
Yeah, I was at some of those.
Okay.
So just to clarify for me, you're working with the county for this project, but not currently with the City of Boardman?
Correct.
Two different entities.
I feel like the same one should have came in from the county.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. But.
I know, but we have to go through public. Yeah.